From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. If Microsoft's goal is reinvention, or at least a restart, the company seems to be moving the ball forward. First, a new CEO. Next, that new CEO announces a popular software will be available on non-Microsoft devices. And this week, one of the revelations is that Microsoft will be getting into voice recognition. It's another hint at the company's vision for its own future, as Sally Herships reports.
First of all, Microsoft, what took you so long?
Well, that's a great question, and it's a question you could ask about an awful lot at Microsoft in the past 10 years.
David Smith is an analyst at Gartner. He says what is clear is now Microsoft is working to stay competitive with Apple and Google. But he says there are some areas where the company is way ahead of the competition, like Microsoft's Kinect.
We're rapidly moving away from the pure keyboard and mouse type of activity to touch interfaces, voice interfaces, and ones that people haven't really even thought of yet.
Norman Young is an equity analyst with Morningstar. He says when it comes to a digital assistant like Cortana, it's probably not enough to get consumers to buy.
I don't think it'll make a big difference, but I think it's more that if it was missing, it's a noticeable difference.
Young says although Cortana may look and work a little differently than Siri, both interfaces use Bing, Microsoft's search engine. So he says developers should have an easy time making Windows' new digital assistant better and better. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.